Rebbe, the Makur Sagevel Ratzafu, a Postalino, Homani Rebbe, those according to Rebbe. We're saying now that the other Kanim also washed their hands right away, now, when by the Kruis HaGever. So really it's before daybreak. So you tell me now it goes according to Rebbe. But even Rebbe, the Chum Medik Yashit, that says there is a Psalina, here would agree there's no Psalina, because it's only half an hour before daybreak. So it's good what his other Kanim also washed their hands then. Hamani Rebbe, Ela L'Rova, Tim Mukim L'Okri Ablezer Rebbe Shimon, he says only goes according to Rebbe Shimon. Avon Rebbe, because the Gevat Safa Psalina, that he holds the Rizup Salina, so Mani, who does it go like? Now, the Havlin was, these were other Kahanim that Stam came in now to be with him. So the question is,
what are they trying to use? They're trying to use the
according to other man, the Yama then.
Finished from the day before?
No, they washed their hands a half an hour before daybreak.
They saw him
starting to work, so they also helped him along. The Havlin was, these were Kahanim, that worked there at night time. And they already made a Kiddush last night. But now it comes the next morning, they're making a second Kiddush. So who is going according to Rebbe Shita? So these kind of men are held like Rebbe. So even according to Rebbe, the question is, how does the Kiddush help now? They're being Mekadosh to hands right now before Kruis HaGever. So it should be a Psul. So this let me go according to Abaye's Teretz that said even Rebbe agrees. But if you wash your hands this half an hour before it's kosher, it's good why the kind of wash their hands now. But if you hold not like that, according to Rebbe, why are they washing over again? So my answer is, Avodah Rebbe, Mekos HaGever, Atzachot, Solina, Homani, who does it go like? How do they wash in the second time now? So my answer is, Rebbe, if it goes according to Rebbe, Shita, Paul Solina. Listen, they're washing their hands now again in the morning, but they're doing it too early. They're washing them now before Alos HaShachar. So it should be a Solina again. How does it help to wash a half an hour before? Either Blazer of Shimon, you said you don't have to wash your hands a second time. His house meeting was, these were Kahanim that were here already working last night. So they already washed their hands already once. So why does it say now they washed their hands a second time? So my answer is no. The Yerlon Krab Lezer of Shimon, the Yerlon Krab of Shimon over here. Welcome, my Askinon, the Kahani Chadati. We're talking about new Kahanim came in. That's the pshat. The one claim, early claim was there by the Kruis HaGever started to make the Tumat Adeshim. All the Kahanim saw him, so they also got up and washed their hands now. Why? Like the Blessed Shimon Shita. They didn't come into the Beit HaMikdash yet. Now the first comes in. It's a new Avodah, so they have to make Kiddush. Either doing it before Alos HaShachar, so what? There's no Psul. According to the Blessed Shimon, there's no Psulina. Therefore, there's no proof.
Are there being more Psulina than the one?
Right. We both have a question like this. Yetziya Mal Shetoyol, the Kiddush Adayim Vodrayim. Let's say a Kohen that washed his hands the way he's supposed to, but now he goes out of the Beis Hamikdash. He walks out and makes the Yitzhi L'chus V'Yazara. Is there a Psalina? Rashi says, B'chol HaKodshim, Shekitsha B'Kri Shoros, Shem Yotzim Yisola V'Yotzei. Any other Kodshim, meat, that has Kedusha, that was had a Kedusha from B'Kri Shoros, if you take it out of the Beis Hamikdash, it becomes Pasul. So what about your hand? Again, the same Svara, that since the water is not here anymore, maybe here it's better, your hands are dried. And maybe no, still the Kedusha goes off. That's a Shaila. And in principle, if you want to tell me, Lina Leipostel is no Psalina by this Kiddush, why the Leiporish?
The question is, he was Nasik,
huh? Rashi lived in Avodah, because he didn't stop doing the Avodah. It's sort of like this, huh? In principle, what Lina, if you want to tell me, there's no Psalina. In other words, if you wash your hands at night time, and you're staying with us the whole night, the next morning, there's no Psalina, that's because the Leiporish, you did not leave the Beis Hamikdash, meaning you did not stop the Avodah, so there's no Psalatakadav. However, you see the Porish, but maybe if you left the Beis Hamikdash, you maybe you'd see that you stopped doing the Avodah, Asuche Mesach Daite, maybe you have a Hesakadav. You stop thinking about the Kedusha, the tie of the hands, we have to be afraid of the Maisa, maybe you touch the Mokka and stop Kodesh, if that's Tomei. They have to wash hands over again. Or do maybe know, Kivan to be your last, you know you're coming right in again. Let me see it. He doesn't take his mind off watching his hand. That's the Shaila of the Psul Yitzhiya by Kiddush. Toshma, it says, Kiddush Yoda Viraglov, a crane washed his hands and feet. Then the Timon, and then his hands became Tomei. So, Madvinim, you have to make a Tfila. You ain't Sarah Lakadish, but you do not have to make a Kiddush Adam Vaglayim from the Kiyah. Yotzu, let's say the Kohen left the Beis Hamikdash, so clearly Harayan the Kedushasan still gets Kedusha on the hands. So who you see, there's no still Yitzhiya. Mm-hmm. So much like this. Yotzu, Yadav, here means just his hands went out of the Beis Hamikdash. His body, his book was still inside. So Yotzu, Yadav, looking, we're going to have no Sufik looking at Boylan. Avad is no still Yitzhiya. Since you're still inside, you're not Mesir Da. He can be brought, where I have my Shaila, Yotzu called Rufay. Where the whole body went out, here I have my Sufik. What would be the luck in this case? Would there be a Tzimino or not? Tashma Kamanir. There's another case. Shalai Raka Chidayim Braglayim. A Kohen did not wash his hands. So Mekadosh B'Klishar Sifnin. If he forgot to use the Kiyo, the water from the Kiyo, he's allowed to wash his hands from any Klisharis inside the Beis Hamikdash. Let him fill it up with water. It has Kedusha now in the Klisharis. They can wash his hands. Kiddush B'Klishar Sifnin. What's going to be, he has the Klisharis outside the Beis Hamikdash. He makes the Kiddush there. Or the Klichor B'Fnin. Or he still has a cup inside the Beis Hamikdash. That's Choyol. Or he should tova the Neymara, or else he put his hands inside a mikvah, the Yavad Avodah Tzitzula, the Avodah is possible. Now, why? Time, what's the reason over here? The Kiddush B'Klishar is Tachutz. Mashed only because he washed outside. Or Kiddush B'Fnim, but we mashed that he would have made the Kiddush inside the Beis Hamikdash, the Kosher of Kiddush, the Yotza, and then he went outside, like here he's outside. Then Avodah Tzitzula would still be Kosher. The only so here is because the whole Kiddush was done outside. But Mashma is knowing if the Kiddush was done inside. Even though he walks out, there's no soul. Someone says, no, Dilma may be Kiddush be Klishar Sachutz. What's the case? Like, what's the Kiddush that's possible? Hechidomi, for going the Apik Yodav Labal. He only put his hands outside the window of the Beis Hamikdash. The Kiddush, he made the Kiddush over there. But her Kiddush was made, the Yodav Labal, Shera. Ah, we Yodav Kogufoi, but his whole body left the Beis Hamikdash. See, Bernard's going to have my Sophic. So here again, there wouldn't be any Pshitas. There will be whether you see it. Whether you see it, have it still or not, there will not be a Pshitas. Oh, Malay, Rabbi Zvid, Rabbi Papa, Tashma coming here. It says, Yotze Chusla Mechitza Chaymes Azara. If a Kohen went out of the Mechitza of the Azara, so it depends where he went. Why did he make it see it? In the choice, if he went to stay there, we'll still see what that means. Then, Toyin Tfili, he has to go to the mikvah when he comes back in. And if he sure just went out for a second or two, then Toyin Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Then he doesn't need a mikvah, he just has to make Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So here you see, there is a psa yitzia. Here it says, since he left, he has, when he comes back, he has to make a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So the raya, there is a psa yitzia. And the Moshe said back, no, Hocha, the Mayaskinon, we're talking about the Hocha Mayaskinon, to go in Shiyotza Lahosech Raglav. Olahatu Meraglayim means he went to the base of Kisei. Ras Razu means went for Gedolim, Ras Lati went for Femayim, Lata Mayim. So that's good. If you go to make Gedolim, you have to got Slach, you have to go to the mikvah. Every time a Kohen goes to the Beis Kisei for Gedolim, he has to go to the mikvah. And he goes on to Rahatu Meraglayim, then he has to have a new Kiddush Adarim Raglayim. That's Shonis Braisa. It could be just the Yitzhiya without going to the Beis Kisei, maybe does not need a new Kiddush. For the Gemara, this, how bad you could turn this to learn clearly. It says clearly, Kol HaMesech Raglav Torin Tefillah. Anytime you go to the Beis Kisei to Gedolim, you have to have a new Tefillah in the Mikvah. So Kol HaMato Mayim is Torin Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Anytime Hisham goes to Mato Mayim, a Kohen needs new Kiddush. It says clearly, that can be Pshan in this Braisa. So when it says yes, it could be Torn of Adam Aforish. It says it first, and then it explains it. But the next Braisa is the Pirush on the first one. So again, you have no proof what a real Yitzhiya would be. Toshma, Torah, by the Torah Duma. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yosef Omar, Mekadosh B'Klishar Sifnim. When the Kohen did the Avodah for the Paraduma, first he has to make Kiddush Adarim Raglayim in the Beis Hamikdash. V'yotze, then he leaves to go to the Haraz Eitzim to make the Paraduma. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Filu B'Chutz. He could even be Mekadosh his hands there by the Haraz Eitzim. Filu B'Klichol, a regular Kli could use also, the Filu B'Kiddush Acheris. Even an earthly Kli he can use. So what do you see? He made the Kiddush inside and he went outside. So you see, there's no psulina, no psulitzia. Because if there would be a psulitzia, so what's the purpose of him first to wash his hands inside lefnim and then go out? It's useless. Rapapa knows shani par. The paradum is different. Here, it helps. It does mean something. Since the whole avodah is outside, there's no psulat hesachadat. When the avodah is inside the Beis Hamikdash. So if you leave it, we'll say, you're Mesir Das, You're not thinking about the avodah. But here, that the whole avodah is by the harazim. So if you wash your hands inside, and then you walk out there, you're walking towards the place where you're going to do the avodah. Pshit, there's no psuyisiyah. He asked about the gemara. Lomli mekadosh kli. What do you have to wash your hands altogether for if it's not avodah zachutz? Can avodah panim? We want to do something at least like the avodah panim. So this much we make you do. So I call upon there's no raya. What will be by kiddush if there's a psuyisiyah not? Iboilu, Tuma, Mash, Toil, Kishadam, Raglayim. What will be the loch of Tuma? Let's say a Kohen becomes Tommy, or his hands becomes Tommy. Well, he has to make a new Kiddush or not. And Tim Tumay, Mitzil, Tosla. That if he walks outside, there's no psul. Why? The Gavra Chazi, the person is Chazi. All he has to do is just walk back in and he could do the Avodah. Avaloch, the Gavra, Loi, Chazi. Here the Gavra has to go to the mikveh first. He touched the Sheretz, he became Tommy. He has to go to the mikveh first. So maybe Asukha Mesech Daitei, he takes his mind away from watching his hands, and not only is he mikvah enough, but he'll have to make a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim also. Or do you maybe know, Kiva and Dodi Chozi, Dokwev Le Mesech Daitei. Like since he knows he's going to go to the mikvah right away, so he's not Mesech Das, even though he touched the Sheretz now, he will not have to make a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, or just go to the mikvah, and that'll be enough. That's the Sheretz. Toshima, it says Kiddush Yodav Raglav. A Kohen first made a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim from the Kiyur, and then it became Tom. He says, Matvilan, we have to go to the mikvah. We ain't serve Makadish. He does not have the new Kiddush. The Chur, you see clearly, even though he became Tommy, he does not need the new Kiddush. So the Nurse says, no, Nitmu Yodah Lemi Boilon. Here was only his hands became Tommy, not the whole body. But since his body is still tall, for sure it's not Mesir Das. He can wonder how myself, Nitmu Kogufoi, where his whole body became Tommy. But his hands means only Tumid Rabbanan. So there it's not so Chomer. Where the whole body became Tomei Midiraisa, maybe here, not only a mikvah, he needs a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim also. Nitma Kogufay, Nitma Kogufay, Tetakle, Kivan, the boiler, Nevin, Hera, Shemesh, Asuche, Meser, Dait, listen, if he touched the Sheretz, the claim that came Tomei, he can't do the avoid until Hera, Shemesh. So even when he goes to the mikvah in the middle of the day, he has to wait till night time. So this time that he can't do the avoid, he's lechozi, for sure he's Mesir Dat, he stops thinking about watching his hands. And more and more, the case could be for going to Yitma Summer or Shkia Techama. He became Tomei right before Shkia. So now he goes to the mikvah, and right after Shkia, right after Fetech Rovim, he's kosher. So that's the Shaila. Is this called a Hetzach Hadas or not? That, in this case would be the Sophic. He went to the mikvah, and right after the mikvah, he's kosher to do the Avodah. Is he absolute to wash his over again or not? Toshima, again, Torah the Paraduma, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Mekadesh, Bekli Shars, Befnim, Rabbi Yosef went out, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Afilu Bachutz. You can wash your hands with anything, even with a kli choil, and even with an earthly kli. For the more of our poro, the tmui matinin lay. As we'll soon see, the kohen that worked in the paraduma, they used to be mitan him first.